keynote of Paul's gospel is grace. Grace should infuse us with peace toward God and peace toward our fellow humans. We are blessed to be living in this era, in this administration. Many, many people lived and died who would have loved to have seen this day. The prophets didn't see it. Moses didn't see it. David didn't see it. They saw hints of it. They saw pieces of it. But we have been dipped into the sweet waters of grace. And that's where we live. And because of that, because of who we are and what we're meant to do during this administration, we are not appointed to indignation. Indignation, the indignation of God, is as foreign to us as the lavish grace of God was to Moses. Romans 5:1, being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have the access also by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we may be glorying in expectation of the glory of God. That's our expectation. It doesn't mean we're not going to have trials in this life. Go to the next verse, verse 3, Romans 5. Yet not only so, but we may be glorying also in afflictions, having perceived that affliction is producing endurance, yet endurance testedness, yet testedness expectation. We come back to the expectation again. All the affliction and the persecution and things, all these serve to do is to increase our expectation. They make us want to see the Lord even more. And yet, these afflictions are not the indignation of God. God afflicts us because He loves us. He's trying to work something in us. Look what we're delivered from. Verse 9 of the same chapter. Being now justified in His blood, we shall be saved from indignation through Him. Saved from indignation. The coming day is called the day of indignation, and we are saved from it. I want to go to 1 Thessalonians now, chapter 1 and verse 10. We are awaiting His Son out of heaven, whom He rouses from among the dead, Jesus, our rescuer, out of the coming indignation. This is just not indignation in general. It's the coming indignation. It's a specific period of time that is future as I speak to you today. And Jesus is our capital R, rescuer, out of the coming indignation. You may say, well, we have to be in it first before we can come out of it. That's not necessarily so. There is no time peg that tells us when this secret snatching away is going to come. I'm going to talk about that term later this week. I'm going to tell you why I hate the word rapture. I went for a few years not believing it because certain people had talked me out of it. And when I finally figured out the key to understanding it, then everything fell into place. We're going to get into that later this week. A runner could be pulled from a race, and he never gets to the race, does he? He's pulled out of the race, but he never gets to the race. We're rescued out of the coming indignation. That does not necessarily mean we are in the indignation, and I don't believe it does. We are not appointed to indignation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, now verse 8. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8 through 11. Yet we, being of the day, may be sober, putting on the cuirass of faith. That's a concordant word there, cuirass. The King James probably has breastplate. That's a bad word. Breastplate only protects the front of you. A cuirass protects the front and back. We are covered. The cuirass of faith and love and the helmet, which is the expectation of salvation. For God did not appoint us to indignation, but to the procuring of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let that be good news to you today. Let it give you even more peace in your life We have an expectation of peace and salvation, not an expectation of indignation. And I thank God for that today. I'm Martin Zender. Be with me tomorrow.